Hello, hello, hello. Happy September. Welcome to the Sidetrack Podcast. I am your host. This is my intro. Just wanted to say thank you for supporting me in advance. Also, if you want to keep up with the podcast, I have an Instagram. It's Sidetracked Podcast, all one word. And my personal Instagrams are Rehyet Gender, Rehyet Gender, as well as my Twitter, and I know a majority of you are gonna come from Twitter, and Anchor is out on all Spotify platforms, I mean, all platforms where you get your podcasts, so Spotify is where I listen to mine, let me know yours, and I just wanted to add a quick note. I didn't mention this in the podcast, but the notes that Camila was singing, were they the notes she was really going for? Like, were they in the sheet music? Because I really didn't think they were. And also, this film has 3 stars, y'all. That is so sad. But anyway, enjoy the episode, and I'll see you at the end. The what? I'll see you at the end. Okay. Good night. It is almost 1:30 and I'm ready to go. Alright. See you at the end. Bye. I mean, don't go yet, but enjoy the episode. Grab a snack. If you're driving, listen to this. Take a sip of your drink. Don't drink and drive, but like, drink some water, I don't know, kombucha, whatever you like. If you're doing chores, cleaning, this podcast is for you, because I literally talk about everything and nothing at the same time. How crazy is that? And, yeah, just to let you know, there is a little background noise. It's from my air conditioning, can't really do anything about it. But other than that, I hope you enjoy the episode. So grab a drink, grab some popcorn, grab whatever snack you like, and enjoy the episode. Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to the Sidetracked Podcast. Just to clarify, the background noise is my AC unit, so I wish I could go to another room, but I live in a studio, so this is what we're working with. But I just wanted to say, I got home late from work. I was walking down the street and I saw these 3 kids making a TikTok, and I was like, oh my god. And it put a smile on my face, because like, I knew the dance, but I was like, if I asked to join, like, I'm too tired, I don't want to dance, you know, I'll let them have fun. And I walked away, and I was just doing the dance as I walked past him. I was like, do 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 ch, ch, okay, it's awesome. It up when you buzz wide open, it's the ocean. You know, that dance. Anyway, so I'm doing that. I'm walking back to my apartment, and my street at night, it's like, so it's way too quiet for me. Like, like, there's literally maximum, like, 6 people that I see, like, when I walk home from at night. It's so weird. It is a Tuesday, so what are people doing at, like, 11:30 on a Tuesday night, you know? But, yeah. That is just a random thought that popped into my head, but today was so crazy. Like, oh, it was just so stressful at work. But I don't know if you've listened to the previous episodes, but I do work at an airport, and I'm on the computers all day and talking on the radio to the agents, the gate people, bag room, you know, just like everybody.
And today was just so stressful because yesterday we had bags going to different airlines. Like, I work for United. They were going to Delta and American. So we were having trouble, like, getting them transported to our area. And I don't even know why that happened. Like, who said that was okay? But yeah, we had, like, all of our planes delayed, and then at the last minute, the last flight got canceled, so I had to, like, put everything in my notes. Like, I had 2 pages worth of notes, guys. Like, y'all don't understand. It was a mess. This podcast might be long, so brace yourselves. I did watch the new Cinderella movie. Was it last night? It was either last night or the night before last night. But I know I watched it. And I fell asleep, like, right after the fairy godmother, like, right as the fairy godmother was, like, singing the song and, you know, like, waving the magic wand, you know, like, doing her thing. That's when I fell asleep. And I thought that was the best part of the movie, but I fell asleep. And then I woke up and I was like, dang it, I didn't finish the movie. But then again, I went to bed at like 3 a.m. So, yeah. So I'm gonna watch it again. But this time I'm gonna live react with you guys. But a couple notes as I was watching the movie, I was like, it was just awkward in points where it shouldn't have been awkward. Like, for example, like, I think they were using too many modern references. Like, Cinderella is based in a century where nobody knows what they were talking about, you know? Like, if we went back to the 1800s, not saying we should, because that was a mess, but if we did go back to the 1800s and, like, started talking how we talk now, the people would be confused. They would be very much baffled. So, I don't know. I'm a woman for classic films. I love watching old movies. Like, you don't understand. Like, there's this one film that I saw. It's called The Imitation of Life. They have 2 versions. One from the 1930s and one from the 1950s. I watched the one from the 50s, but I haven't gotten to the 30s yet. But it's such a good movie, and I was watching it while I was at work, because I had nothing better to do. And, yeah, so, that happened, and it was such a great movie. Highly recommend, so, Imitation of Life. But, as far as Cinderella goes, that's the whole point of this episode anyway. Yeah, the stepmother, I liked how we got a little bit of backstory on her. Like, oh, she wasn't just, like, super evil. Like, it's not like she had a reason, but she went through something to sort of influence her to be cool towards Cinderella. And in the original film, there was no explanation. Like, Cinderella's father or something, someone became a widow, and they sent Cinderella to her stepmother's house, and she was mistreated ever since. In this movie, it's kind of the same, but it's not exactly the same. Like, the original, Cinderella doesn't make dresses. She's a dish maid. In the new movie, she makes dresses. I like that idea. I thought that was very nice. To give her, like, a purpose. Instead of, like, pining after the prince. You know what I mean? But I was very disappointed when, Cinderella and the prince didn't get together. Because that was the whole point of the film. I mean, the original story. Well, not, like, the original, but, you know, the Disney story. And that was the whole point of the story. Just for them to get together and live happily ever after. Which is why my point of there are too many modern references. Like, nowadays it's all just, like, situationships and begging for love, you know. But, it's just too modern for my taste. And there were a lot of mixed reviews about it. I was on Twitter, and, I was just reading a thread on the movie, and I'm trying to, get to it now. But yeah. Someone tweeted, like, oh, I hate the entire casting of this film. Their name is Imani. Love that name. I love that name so much. Like, I'm gonna name my daughter that, period. And then I tweeted, I was like, Billy Porter 8, though, let's be real. I hadn't seen the film the time I tweeted that, but watching the trailer and seeing Billy's outfit, I was like, I knew from the moment I saw him, I was like, okay, yeah, he's gonna eat, yeah, he's gonna feast, he is gonna rule this movie, okay, and he did, so, and also, I really liked the fact that they made him a butterfly. That was very creative. Give that person a raise, whoever thought of that. But, yeah, the casting, okay, Camila, I was not here for that, one, because she's fucking racist, and two, I'm sorry, but in the first rendition of Million to One, she's like, and there's a million to one, I'm gonna be that one, and that note where she was just so off key, oh, it broke my heart. Because I was like, they didn't let you try that one more time? They didn't, like, you just ran out of studio time? Like, what happened? Because normally they edit the audio, like, post-recording, you know? Like, they really didn't give a shit. They were like, you know what? Let's expose the bitch for who she really is, you know, and go for it. Now, I think, okay, I'm not gonna say that on TV, but, like, I like a couple of her songs. Just a couple, but that's it. Like, I can't stand the fact that she's racist and she makes good songs. Like, who the fuck do you think you are, bitch? Like, get it together. My favorite one right now is Don't Go Yet. And I hate that fact. I hate the fact that I like her songs. They're catchy. Don't come for me. I like pop music, so whatever. But as I'm scrolling through the thread, people were like, Idina Menzel is the only person to qualified enough to be in the film. And I didn't even know Idina was in the movie until I watched the credits. I was like, when did Elsa get in the movie? You know what I mean? So, All right, so they were like, you didn't like Idina Menzel. How do you say her name? Idina? They were like, you didn't like Idina either. I love her. Okay, Miss Idina 8 and Billy 2, but this movie could have been better. I agree with that. Because... Oh. And that lady that, that played the queen, oh my god, she is the best. We need a spin-off movie for her. Like, I love her as an actress. I can't think of her name. I'm gonna look it up right now. Hold on. Cinderella 2021 cast. Okay. So, Billy Porter, yes. Come on, Fairy Godmother. Minnie Driver, yes. She is so good with the sass and the comebacks. I'm like, come on, sis, give it to me. I can't get enough of her. Like, I love you, babes. Thanks. And she's like, she's a humanitarian. We love her. But yeah, the casting, it's not even just the casting. I think the script could have been a little bit better. If they tweaked it a little bit. Like, why didn't they make the stepsisters more evil? Like, that's how it was in the original. Like, when I'm thinking of a remake, I'm thinking classic, but with a few modern twists. Like, don't redo the entire movie, make it completely different. You know, like, it just kind of ruins the whole point of naming it the original name. Like, if you're gonna name it Cinderella, at least have some classic references in it. And I was also disappointed that they didn't sing the songs from the original movie. I was thinking, like, when the prince was playing on the piano, he was gonna be like, so this is, you know, so this is love, you know, like the classic shit, but he didn't. So sorry, I gotta send a quick text. Okay, so, yeah, for those of you who are like me and forget everything that I just said, I feel like the movie was too modern, the music, there were a couple good selections, like What a Man. That made me smile. I was like, what a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty man. Yes, he is. And then when those two stepsisters come in, she's like, you so crazy. I think I want to have your baby. Oh, that made me giggle. I was like, come on, sis, tell him. But anyway, yeah. A lot of modern twists that weren't really my taste. It did have its good moments, though. I wasn't expecting James Corden to be in the film. I was like, what the fuck? But, you know, I like James, so it's okay. I was like, And also, I thought Disney was going to remake it. I didn't think Amazon would do it, you know, because it is a Disney movie. So, what are we doing here, you know? But, what else?
I'm just gonna, like, look through different snippets of the movie and, like, kind of give y'all my thoughts. Because I feel like I'm doing pretty good so far, but I want to recap some things. Yes. Cinderella is on Amazon Prime. So, there's that. Okay, so, yeah. Also, this was more of a musical than a movie. They should have called it Cinderella the Musical, but, I mean, hey. it is what it is. But, what is going on? Okay. So, Idina Menzel, we love her. I just wish she was more, like, cruel, you know? But I did like the backstory they gave her, like, she lost her dream, and, you know, like, now she's stuck here, like, she didn't get to play the piano, or sing, or do what she dreams, because she was taught to serve a man. And, I mean, if you're gonna be in a relationship, it's, you know, you gotta support each other. Like, if she's gonna play the piano, you have to support her while she supports you carpenting, you know? Like, support each other's dreams, even if they don't seem like, proper aspirations to you. Because I think the husband wanted her to be, like, serving him all the time, waiting on his hand and foot, and she was like, excuse me, bitch, I'm not having that, take care of your damn self. And she dipped. So, honestly, good on her. But yeah, also, Thomas, fucking creep. It wasn't the fact that he was a ginger. It was just, he gave me lizard vibes. He did. Like, his eyes are just a little bit too far apart. And he was like, hello, darling, I'm here. You know, like, okay, back off, you know. But I really loved the diversity in the movie. That was a plus. I enjoyed that. Because there weren't just white people in 18th century France. I mean, come on. Come on. There were, like, probably Indian people. Whoever. I mean, people from, like, the Caribbean. Who fucking knows, man? Red Sea? Like, oof. I don't know how we got there, but, you know, shit. But yeah, so, without further ado, I'm just gonna speed through this movie, because I don't want it to be too long of a thing. But yeah, Thomas, fucking creep. Oh, and also, the town crier, I don't know, Doc Brown, super cool guy, don't really keep up with his work, but it's just the rapping, like, it was kind of cringe to me. He could have just blown a trumpet and been like, hear ye, hear ye. Cinderella's going to the ball, you know? Like, it's as simple as that. But, I mean, I get it, but it's a bit much. Just rapping or rhyming every single announcement, like,
you gotta think of the old people. They're not gonna understand, man. But, I'm skipping through the movie. But Pierce Brosnan as King, first off, he ages so well. I should say that. He is a beautiful man. He's pretty cool, too. I also didn't like the fact that the prince was made out to be a player. Like, I get it, but, it's like, he could have been, training for war or something instead of, like, getting hoes. You know what I mean? But his sister, Gwen, beautiful, beautiful lady. We love women. And I love the fact that she was trying to break the glass ceiling. That's one of, like, the modern things that I liked. Like, come on, sis, break that ceiling. I like the fact that they weren't trying to stick to those sexist ideals. But it's just like, I mean, you don't have to, like, sing about it. You just have to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I read somewhere, in the Bible where it's like, what was it called? Just like, do good things in private. Like, be humble, you know? Like, don't be like, hey, everybody, look at me. I'm not being sexist, you know? Just like, just do it. Don't talk about it. Just do it. So, yeah. And, excuse me. So there's that. But yeah, this movie, it was awkward to me in places where it shouldn't have been, like the places where it should have been smooth, like I think what I was thinking is they were trying to fit all three of the Cinderella movies into one, because in the first movie, she meets the prince, marries him. Second movie, they're like celebrating their wedding anniversary, but the evil stepmother grabs the fairy godmother's magic wand. Turns back time to where they never met and, you know, tries to fuck everything up. Third movie is when, they were, like, telling stories about how Cinderella was trying to change the rules in the palace and, Anastasia was finding love. She was, trying to find love with the baker, and I thought that was such a cute little story. I watch it all the time. And like the third little story was when Jack-Jack the mouse, he became human to try and help Cinderella, but he was just a big awkward klutz, and I think that describes this movie perfectly. And Camila, She gives, like, bold main character energy, but the role requires softer main character energy, in my opinion. I think just the script was too strong for the story. That's what I think. And when they just start singing out of nowhere, it makes me laugh. Because, like, what is the other person expecting? Like, when they stop talking and they're like, okay, maybe I can talk now. And they just start singing. Like, what are they thinking? Like, oh my god, this bitch is singing. Like, I was just about to say that she has corns on her feet and she's singing about the birds and the bees. What the fuck is going on, you know? So, there's that. We could have the town crier tell you that.
This bitch got corns on her feet. Yeah. But anyway, what I also found weird is how the stepsisters were doing chores. They never did chores. They were spoiled brats in the original film. But I guess now everybody helps each other a little bit. Also, there was no pumpkin for the carriage. It was a box. Is nothing sacred anymore, guys? I just thought it was very, very weird. But the part where the prince buys a dress from Ella and gives it to his sister, and then she wears it after the queen is like, no, King, what's his name? Let's just use his real name for reference. No, King Pierce, you're wrong! And then everybody cheers. And, like, this girl is wearing this beautiful dress with Camila's mother's brooch. She, like, gives it back to her. I thought that was such a sweet moment. But, like, why was it in the end, Miss Camila was like, oh, I'm not looking to get married. I'm just, you know, let's not put a label on it. Like, girl, you're supposed to live happily ever after. I mean, I guess if it means making dresses, but, like, they should have followed the original script, but way, 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 way less modern references, you know? In, like, modern terms and, you know, just pop culture in general, like, just avoid all of that. I wish they mirrored the Beauty and the Beast movie that was made a couple years ago. That was a really, really good remake, and I wish they did something like that. But this, it feels like High School Musical, but like a Disney princess story. You know what I mean? Just like, it doesn't fit. And I don't think it's supposed to, but I mean, it's something. I'm not hating on it. What is it called? The cinematography, that's the word. Cinematography, very, very, very good. I love just the ambiance of it, but the movie itself, it's like, I think the kind of vibe Camila was going for was like quirky, you know, like crazy girl, like, oh my god, she's wearing a hat, she's so crazy kind of vibe, you know. She definitely achieved that goal. I think the stepmother was crueler to her daughters than to Cinderella. Like, to Cinderella, she was like, oh, I have a story behind my actions, but to the stepsister, she was like,
oh, just, like, do this for a man, do this for a man, you know. But yeah, I think that's all I have to say. I'm just, like, zipping through the movie. It's, like, it's so... It's very, very long. And let's talk about her dress. Camila's dress. Just because it's bedazzled and sparkly doesn't mean it's actually cute. Now, what really bothered me was the sleeves, because I feel like they were half done. Like, you can just see, like, the top of the sleeve, like, it needs something there, like an off-the-shoulder moment. Because that's what the dress was going for. Maybe they were trying to be, like, transparent. Like, oh, look, these flowers and, like, sequins are coming out of my arm, you know? But I thought the dress, compared to Miss Fairy Godmother, was very basic. I like the structure of it, but it's just the placement of everything. I feel like it would be very awkward to, like, move around in, to carry, like, when you're going up the stairs, you know. It's just weird. It's a very, very weird dress. And I don't really like how the bodice moves. Like, when she's dancing, I'm like, okay, girl, just, I would have gone for, I mean, it's a ball, so obviously you're gonna go all out, but, just, like, a simple dress, but, like, put a little twist on it, make it unique, make it sparkle. Like, she literally makes dresses. Why couldn't she make her own? Oh, because, let me go back. Because Miss Thang spilled a little drink on it. Yes, she did. And she was like, oh, you can't go to the ball. You have prior obligations. You're getting married already to the ginger creep. And I thought that was a nice twist. Because, like, in the original, they were like, oh, you just can't go because you're fucking poor and we make you work for nothing. But now they're like, oh, you're betrothed. It's like fancy enslavement, you know? Cute, but not cute. Yeah. It looks like she spilled ink on the dress. And she made such a cute dress. Like, I liked it a lot, and it reminded me of a dress I used to have when I was little. I would wear it all the time. I called it my princess dress. I had, like, a little veil I would wear, and I would pretend like I was royalty. I was such a cute kid, guys. Like, you don't understand. And Ramesh Ragantan, as one of the mice, thought he was pretty cool. Very, very good actors. I just don't think they were cast in the right film, you know. They're all talented, don't get me wrong, but just not the right place, you know. And that one Scottish guy, one of the prince's friends, he's so cute. He's like, you had a chance to change your fate, would you? And I'm like, yeah, duh. And also, how did the stepmother not recognize Cinderella? Like, she literally wears the same braid throughout the entire movie. How did she not catch that? Like, nobody else wears a braid like her. Like, how did, whatever, girl, it's none of my business. Maybe it was Fairy Godmother's magic. Like, oh, you can't recognize me because I'm fancy now. But I thought that was so funny. Because, like, how do you get that mixed up, bitch? How?
Like, tell me, sis, tell me. What other thoughts do I have? Well, they made a lot of sexual references. Well, not sexual, just like references to genitalia. I don't really like that. I mean, it's, I feel like this is more of an adult movie than a kid's movie. Cause like James was like, I peed out of my front tail. Like a kid's gonna ask her mom, like, hey mom, what's a front tail? And she's gonna be like, dude, that's your little wiener. And the kid's gonna be like, oh, okay, cool, why didn't they just say that? But you know, it's a strange movie. But yeah. The prince, I don't know. He was just like, he just didn't seem like, okay, I'm not gonna lie. He was cute in the movie. I mean, he is cute, but let's be real. But he's just like, he's very angry that he can't find his princess. Like, I need to find her now. And I'm like, dude, you got all these beautiful women and not a single braid in sight. And also you got bitches shredding on the cello. Like, why would you want a one braid bitch? You know, like, you could have everything. And I think, that was his, like, game before he met Camila. Like, he was like, oh, I can have any woman in the world, like, just bring them to my room, my castle, you know? I'll show them around. Yeah. So, I think that's all I have to say. I'm like, kind of halfway through the movie now. What else? Oh, I liked when the Jamaican queen, Tatiana, when she was like, oh, I love your dress. I love this. Like, come work for me because I don't like any of my dressmakers. I like that. Beverly Knight, you are a queen. I thought she was so beautiful in the movie. Like, come on. Her dress, it representing her country's flag, like, could it get any better? I'm sorry. I'm scrolling through just the moments that I thought were significant enough to talk about. And, at, like, 1 hour 16 minutes when they're yelling, like, I don't care if you love Princess Laura, like, you're getting married tomorrow, that's final. That moment damn near brought me to tears, because, like, do you see this man's face? The prince? Yeah, like, look at him, he looks so sad. Like, I feel so bad for him. But also, why does he have an earring in his ear? No tea, no shade. But when I was a child, having earrings in your ear just weren't normal. And I mean, in this century, it could mean that he would be a pirate, so I got a pirate son hunting for booty. Oh my god, it's past 1 a.m. Like, y'all, I don't even know why you're listening to me at this point. But yeah, this little dude looks so sad. And the king is so selfish. Like, all he wants is the land that Princess Laura's family promised him. And, like, is getting married really gonna seal that deal? Because, like, they could get married, and then the king could go back on their word and be like, hey, okay, so I'm actually gonna keep this, and then, you know, they could go to war. He looks so sad. I feel so bad for him, guys. And, like, yeah. But Gwen and the Queen, they really ate. Like, I think just the bad casting tweets, I think they were directed at Camila. Because, like, I genuinely think that the rest of the actors were so good. Just, like, the talent. But I think Camila is just the odd one out. And I feel like she sang better when she was crying. Or, like, near the end when she got a little bit of practice. Like, the first time I heard that Million to One song, I was like, honey, oh, you gotta go back in the studio. You gotta, like, edit that out, re-record, and then put it back in the movie. I'm like, hey, sorry, guys. That movie was fake. Oh my god, here's the real one with my amazing vocals, you know. And I'm not saying her vocals have to be perfect, but I mean, it was just so off key, you know, like, not even God could save that, you know? But yeah. I was just... yeah. Also, why were these ladies dressed up in Handmaid's Tales uniforms? I feel like they were just in the wrong room. They were like, hey, are we supposed to be in here? And they're like, well, we're filming a movie about women. And they're like, yeah, I think we're in the right room. But, yeah, so this song with all the ladies, love that. Yeah. The whole... oh, also, I think Camila moves her jaw too much when she sings, and it irks me a little bit, because, like, it doesn't need to be moving that much. Like, I get it, but, like, tone it down just a little bit, please, please. I don't have time for this, you know? Yeah, then stepmother's shredding on the piano. Living it up. We love that. Okay, what else is going on in the film? Okay, so they're still singing. Okay, so then the prince goes on his search, and they're having a grand old time. And my favorite part was when one of the ladies was like, not interested. She slams the door. It's like, well, me neither. Like, alright, bro. I mean, she was pretty, but, you know, I know he was lying. He wanted some of that. Let me take you back to my palace.
Yeah, the Grand Duke should be doing all the knocking. I liked how, that one, black woman, like, she literally gagged and threw up. And he was like, yeah, no. Because I feel like if you just walked up, saw her, and been like, no, I feel like people would flood Twitter and be like, oh my god, that was so racist. But I think she puked because she was, like, in shock or she was nervous. Is that Viola Davis? What? Wait a minute. Wait. Who? Hold on, Miss Girl. Oh, I can't see. She was an extra, so. Alright, so there's that. When was he looking in the mailbox? Like, you know you're gonna see some coochie when you look in the mailbox. Stupid. Alright then. Yeah. That was the part where he's like, well, me neither. And I just talked about. Also, on top of that, when Miss Camila was running in the hills, how did she not hear the horses coming? Why was she screaming so loud? Like, girl, if you would have just been aware of your surroundings and turned your head a little bit, I'm sure you would have seen some horse legs. But yeah. I was like, girl, you're doing too much. When she was screaming. And she, like, fell and she was like, oh, hey. Ew, that creep. I don't like that creep. But Tatiana, when she was at the square, girl, that outfit, I'm living. Come on, Miss Girl, straighten stuff. She knows what she's doing. But yeah. So, yeah, he's a creep. Gingerman Thomas. Okay, so there's that. She meets the parents. Cute. They give Gwen the throne. Awesome. They have a dance party. I just feel like Camila's costumes and outfits were, like, not that great. Again, this is my personal opinion. I'm not a film critic. This is just what I think. And, yeah. This, definitely too modern for me. I thought it was gonna be a nice take on the classic, but it was just completely the opposite. So, yeah, when they were doing the Let's Get Loud at the end, that was cute. I liked her dress at the end. See, that dress is cute. That's more my style. Anyway, when they were doing body rolls and shit, I hate body roles so much, because, like, why are you doing them other than to insinuate relations? Like, boy, if you don't get out of here with that mess. But when the little girl's playing, like, the instruments, like, the pots and the pans and the vases, and, like, she's getting loud, she's having fun, I like that. Like, I want to play the drums now because I saw this movie. And also, I liked that everybody had natural hair, like, all the women, all the men, they had natural hairstyles, and I love that so much, because we don't see that all the time. We don't see that in the film industry. Sorry, I need water. I'm dehydrated, but, yeah, that's literally it. But the stepmother could have been more evil. I feel like she was a lot nicer than she should have been. And I don't know who wrote this movie, but they clearly didn't watch the original. So, I feel like they watched, like, the first minute of it, and when they saw the evil stepmother, they're like, nope. Nope. You know? Yeah. Also, there were no cats, there were no, you know, like, people that were going to be betrothed, and, you know, it's just a very, very different movie. But, yeah, I don't like how the prince and Cinderella were like, oh, let's not put a label on it. Like, honey, get married. What the fuck is you talking about? Because you're going to be traveling the world, doing all these crazy things, like selling dresses and doing whatever he wants to do. But, like, get married. And I feel like this generation is so crazy about not getting married. Like, I can't talk. I'm one of them. Like, I can't rush into anything. But it's just like, why is everybody not wanting to get married? I think it's because we see past generations, like, fucking up their relationships, and we're like, yeah, we don't want that. So, we just stay single, or we date till we're dead. But I'm not shaming that. I'm just saying, if you love someone for a long time, like, please do the right thing, get married. And also, don't listen to me, because it's 1:17 in the morning and I'm talking out of my ass. But, yeah, in the movie, they should have got married. Because that was the end of the story, happily ever after. I'm not saying you need to get married to live a happily ever after, but it was literally in the story. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of rude. How they didn't use any of the classical songs that were in the original, like, wasn't this supposed to be a remake? I don't get it. But, I liked some parts. I didn't like some parts. You know, everyone's a critic. But, yeah. Those are my thoughts. I hope you enjoyed listening to me. And I'm sorry about the background noise. But hopefully I can find a way to soundproof my air conditioning. I appreciate all of your support, and please stick around. I'll try to upload more often. I will upload more often. And I appreciate my support from everybody around the world. You guys are great, wonderful, and I love you, and I support you.
through anything you do except crystal meth. So, and all the other narcotics. But, yeah, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Happy late Labor Day. I hope you guys, like, relaxed a little bit, you know, got to sip some pumpkin spice lattes and, you know, just enjoy yourselves. But fall is coming and I'm excited. But yeah, thank you again for all your support. Happy holidays. And I'll see you in the next one. And I love you so much. Okay, bye. Oh, keep up with my updates on my Instagram. It's Sidetracked Podcast, all one word. Or is it? Hold on, I'm about to run out of time. Shoot. Yeah, okay, so Sidetracked Podcast, all one word. Check me out. I'll have my personals in there as well. But, yeah, y'all already know my Twitter, because a lot of you are coming from Twitter, so shout out to y'all. And yeah, I'll see you in the next one. Let me know if you want me to continue reviewing movies, if you like my thoughts. And, yeah. I'm just talking until I get to 60 minutes, because that would be cool. I've never had, like, exactly 60 minutes, you know? But, yeah, they are rolling the credits now. Shout out to the production for Cinderella. Y'all made it happen. For better or worse. But, there's a lady named Sarah Monat here. I wonder if she owns the Monat Company. Tyler Perry? No, I'm playing. I'm playing. But yeah, I will. I'll review more movies if you want me to. I have less than 10 seconds left. I love you. Thank you for your support, and I'll see you in the next episode. Peace out, girlfriend.